Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. We've got an important show coming up for you today, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And of course, thank you to all of our sponsors, and you, our great listeners. We could not do this without your support, so please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. We've got a packed show for you tonight, so you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Later on SBN, we'll talk with Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. He will get us up to speed on how the coronavirus is impacting our local veterans and VSOs, and unfortunately, what new cancellations you need to know about. We'll also speak with Ms. Sarah Bumgarner from Lifeline's Counseling Services. She will let you know what resources they have available to you in these somewhat unprecedented times. And of course, Tom's Tirade on You Heard It Here First, a good one you don't want to miss. But first, it is an honor to be joined by Panini Pete from Ed's Seafood Shed. Pete, thank you for joining us, and welcome back to SBN.
Hey, guys. Good to be here.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you on board here. It hasn't been a pleasure for the last two or three weeks, man. I hadn't been able to get into the restaurants.
Man, I'm craving grits, greens, and gumbo, and Ooh. Crab claws, and my
Don't you
God,
know.
I'm in trouble.
Woo! Yeah, because everybody's going to line up, go over there, and we're going to have a cookout or something.
Yeah, we're going to have a big fish fry. This is strange times, but, you know, right now we chose a couple weeks ago to shut down. And, well, we chose to go to takeout exclusively, and that, you know, Sunset Point and Ed's are not geared for that, especially, you know, where we're located at night. And I just, at the same time, I was more worried about the crew. And, you know, I got my mom, my in-laws, you know, my wife went through cancer treatment. I'm like, you know, let's get to it and get through it, man. Let's just back her down.
But you didn't have much of a choice, Pete. I mean, it's just got to, you know, button it up, hunker down, and ride it out.
Yeah, when you're open and you ain't getting nothing but practice, that's no good either.
No, I mean, everybody was already trained.
Yeah, when you're just getting practice and well, at the same time, just, you know, I have a lot of chef buddies all around the country that I pay attention to, and we talk and talk and talk, and you see what's happening, you see what's heading your way, and say, let's be a little proactive. I don't have to wait to be told what to do. I can see what I feel is the right thing to do. I'm not judging anybody. Not everybody's in the same situation. But I said, let's shut her down. Let's take care of the crew. And we will be back to fight another day, baby.
Right. Well, it appears that maybe you're going to get some financial help from all the big money that they've got. They're talking about up in D.C. Lord knows who's going to wind up with that. But well, I certainly hope that your people are become compensated for that.
Yeah, there's some good things. You know, I tried to hold on to the crew, especially the managers too, and until we found out what was going on, and unfortunately, there was no retroactive stuff, but. You know, they're working on a plan where they'll give you 2.5 times your average monthly payroll, and you know, upon the inception of the loan, you got 8 weeks. If you spend that on labor and rent and utilities, then they're going to forgive that. So it's a good way to jumpstart when we come on the backside of this, because it's not like, you know, restaurants have to be busy all the time. This is Panini Pizza Tide Raid, by the way. You know, we got to be busy all the time, so. You come in soft, it's going to be painful, and we're going to lose a lot of money. But if we're not, you know, if they're giving us that aid, that's certainly a huge help, and it's a little bit of a relief to kind of at least get you started.
Well, I think it's a great relief to see some of the help being able to go ahead and file for their unemployment and maybe get some of their money through the unemployment deal. But now when they'll start,
yeah, there'll be some good things for them, Tom. And I'll tell you a couple things. That's one of the reasons why we. Goes a little early on that, as I said, you guys need to get in there and apply because it's fixing to be a log jam.
Right.
And there's a great website I came across, if I can plug it. It's called serviceindustry.tips. And it's a national thing where you go click on there, has all the states listed, and then under each state it has cities. And you can click on the city of your choice, Mobile, be it, or Daphne or Spanish Fort, and it randomly picks a server or bartender, or a cook, or dishwasher, or stylist, or barista, and you could shoot them a tip. If you're sitting back having a cold beer at your house, you can shoot somebody a $5, $10, $1, $20 tip.
Really?
Yeah, and they're registered on there. That, you know, I've been encouraging our crew to go on there and register, and it goes right to their Venmo or their Cash App. So the website itself doesn't do any. All they're doing is just putting up a platform for us to be able to help our community.
Amen. Now, how about running that by us again and make it slow enough so everybody can catch it or write it down?
Okay, serviceindustry.tips.
Serviceindustries.hit tips.
Tips. Okay. Service industry, not S.
Okay.
serviceindustry.tips. Okay. That's a good one to do. And I'll tell you something even more personal. There's a local company out of Stapleton, the Costa Prince, did a really cool thing for small businesses where they're offering up T-shirts for $20. You can get a logo T-shirt, and whatever businesses join in, you know, they handle all the sales and everything, and they just send you a $10 bill for everyone sold. And what we're doing is taking the full amount, the full $10, and giving it right into our employee.
Awesome.
Relief fund. You know, we've already had to pass around some money and some food and
great.
Helping out our crew that's unemployed. Yeah. So go on my Facebook page for that.
Okay.
Order you a T-shirt.
There you go. Yeah. You need me a couple of them.
Yeah, you probably do. We got a few schmediums for you, man. You'll look buff in there.
Well, I could take a couple of mediums and cut them in half, sew them together, and make me one of them extra, extra large jobs. Get me a fat boy
they
T-shirt.
Make a special side now, Tom. It's called Old Jarhead.
Oh, George! When that comes on TV or on the internet, that my picture's there.
Exactly, you were in the in the Wikipedia.
Grumpy old Marine.
The Wikipedia, you were. The, man, you wouldn't recognize me if you saw me, Tom. I hadn't shaved in 5 days either.
This is the first time since
I was like 12.
Look, your wife and family is the one that's got to put up with all that crap.
Oh, Christ, I'm ugly even when I do shave.
I was president of the college at UGLY, and I didn't see you in the class.
They wouldn't let me in.
No, but Nick was there.
Oh, yeah, he was a vice president.
Yeah,
class,
he was vice
huh?
president. Yeah, the renegade and the Greek.
Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate all the support.
Hey,
Pete, the T-shirts, we've already sold about 40 of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's like $400 going right to our crew.
Damn
it's
right.
going to be
that's
a long
good.
Haul. But if we look out for each other and you know, hey, it's just a good little gut check time where we all need to just set our watches back about 70 years and
there you go.
Still live in a country of amazing abundance, but a little less convenient than it used to be.
Yep. Hang on a minute. Cal's got a question.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pete, you know, with the downtime that you're seeing, are you guys taking any protocols of going in and deep cleaning everything while you're shut down?
Yeah, I mean, we did that for a week and a half before we completely shut them down. Sunset and Ed's were the first ones down. Deep cleaning, sanitizing, getting the groceries out to the staff. We were doing some staff feedings, painting, polishing, you know, get the scuppers clean. All these Navy guys, Marines know that.
Yep.
And Nick and I are still on a routine going by, checking coolers every day, you know, fetching the mail. I've been cutting the grass. I'm the lawn service now. Yep. I've fired the landscapers and everybody.
Hey, you got to do something.
All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate you coming on board, and we're looking forward to seeing this mess over with when we get back to work.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
Pete.
We'll
be back at Ed soon. Appreciate all you guys do.
All right. We'll be back shortly.
Claxton and Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing your shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SVN. And before we jump in to speak with Lou Lartigue, and everybody's hunkered down in all of these stay-at-home orders and curfews and all that, and I'm sure more than a number of people are probably using some sort of streaming service, you know, their Fire Stick, Roku, whatever it is. And I thought it was kind of odd that when I jumped onto my Fire Stick yesterday, that a couple of the recommendations that popped up, one was this apocalyptic movie out of Korea called Flu, and the other was a TV series that aired in 2015 called Pandemic. And I thought it was kind of odd just because, you know, here we are playing that bumper, and it's The Doors, This Is the End. So just a little of the irony of what is out there and everything that's going on. But it's a privilege to be speaking with Mr. Lou Lartigue of the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you, Cal, and you guys for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you, we had you on, last week, Lou, or last couple of weeks, actually, because there's been so much going on pertaining to our veterans and different types of facilities and VFWs and American Legion Post and Marine Corps League and everybody's shutting down. What is our new venues that you've got here that we were looking forward to here in April and May?
Well, I tell you what, we had to make our decision Monday after the president put out his new guidance on moving to the end of the month. We decided we were going to have to cancel the Armed Forces Day and Blue Star Salute. It's just we had too much. We had right here at the end had a lot of stuff going on. The Army parachute team and our air assets from the National Guard and Coast Guard couldn't support us, and we were having to either buy T-shirts for the run or not. So we decided, hey, we best just cancel it and put our efforts toward taking care of ourselves and our families and plan for next year.
Well, I know that was a real blow to the South Alabama Veterans Council to have to put that off or cancel it altogether, because it's such an awesome venue and such an awesome thing that you're doing there for the Blue Star Salute Foundation and all of our people here on the Gulf Coast that get a chance to go over and participate in that, and also the run. But you got to do what you got to do now.
And I don't think we looked at postponing it, as has a lot of organizations with big events. And I just don't see this thing ending at the end of April and everything going back to business as usual. So with all of that, we decided to close. And I guess this is having a real effect, too, on the American Legions and VFWs and other organizations. I know the VFW National Commander came out with a thing on the 19th of March and said, you know, hold off on meetings. If you got to have them, go to Zoom or go to meeting or one of the alternatives to
right,
do that.
Right.
And I know Post 49, the state came out and said, after the governor's new guidance, and said, okay, all post canteens and restaurants and stuff that they service their members and the community, you know, you got to shut down. And yep. So that's having a real impact on these guys, because I don't want to say they got mortgages, but I mean, they got bills to pay.
Right, right.
And this keeps the lights on and the air condition running and everything. And so I encouraged both the VFWs and American Legions to look into the small business loans and try to, through the SBA, gave them the information to do that. Because the bill had over $350 billion in it for small businesses.
And that's a business, you know. Let's
it is a business. They're licensed and everything, and they pay payroll taxes and income taxes and all of that, you know. I mean,
They should be. They'll be in that line. They're just going to have to follow that procedure, though, and make sure they get the proper paperwork done.
Yeah, and we had Brent McMahon in from the SBA to talk to us here recently from the Small Business Association in South Alabama, and tell us about how to go about getting loans. So we encourage them to get in touch with Brenton and to make that happen.
Well, we got the same thing.
It's a real blow, real blow to them. But
yeah,
I know.
We had the same problem, Lou, with our Marine Corps League, and that by being commandant of the P.O. Wilson Detachment, I've got an email from the state or from the department, from the Southeast and from National. That, you know, we were cease and desist from any meetings, even funerals and honor guards.
That was put out by, at our last week's meeting with Admiral Kent.
Right.
Kent Davis put that out and said that. And so we're trying to support them. I know the Patriot Guard riders are still trying to support that as far as not at the veteran cemetery, but, you know, if they can, and not, you know, do the 6 foot when they stand the flag line separating and all of that. So they're trying to accommodate on a case by case basis, as is post 250. So these guys really want to take, you know, give the veterans their due, so to speak, you know, their final salute. And so they're working hard to do that.
What about the email that we got this afternoon about the us writing some veterans up at the veterans' homes?
Yeah, Jerry Cherney sent us an email that said the Marine Corps League over in Baldwin County, Fairhope, has worked out with the folks at William F. Green to have volunteers out there and even kids sitting home and can't go to school, if they want to write to the residents of William F. Green. These guys, they have all of their visitors have been canceled, except in the life situations.
Right.
And so these guys are, you know, They don't have anybody around them anymore except the staff there.
They're already a disgruntled group.
They encouraged us to write letters, send cards, and you know, they can send them to William F. Green Home, attention, any resident veteran, 300 Faulkner Drive, Bay Minette, Alabama, 36507-1461. So, and
be sure to put a return address on it.
Yes, they definitely say make sure you put a return address on it, because they normally don't open the letters that don't have return addresses
right.
on.
Well, I can understand why, and you can too.
So, but and I think that is a great idea, and I plan to do it. And since I got time on my hand now,
there you go.
So I can sit down and write those dudes up there, because if you ever went up there and visited, I mean, it's a real highlight to do that. In addition to that,
all right,
and by the way, they can if people want to get that address. We'll put it up on the SAVC webpage, and you can get it. And I think Bill Atkinson is going to put it out in our newsletter, which goes to about 300 folks out there in the field. So we'll be getting it out to folks.
All right. Appreciate it, Lou. We're going to have to take a break, brother.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land.
Pause. Updated winds are 2-0-0 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are clear for takeoff. Have a good one. Clear for takeoff. Check your parking brake off. Check your trim set. Check your no-go steering on maneuver. Down and burn go. A low transition. Right turn out. 83. Down and out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Hey, you can check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SVN. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up on most of the major podcasting sites. And if you want to check out Tom's tirade on demand, it is up at castbox.net.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline.
And it is great to be joined by Ms. Sarah Bumgarner from Lifelines Counseling Services. Sarah, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We were talking there while we were off the air, and I was asking her about how was everything at her house, and she said, well, he was talking about sanity. I said, oh, no, I didn't ask about that. I'll tell you what, you have a couple of children at home, and I guess you at home, I don't know about your husband, but so many people are, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, I'm still trying to work from home and having the 2 kids here, and my husband's going into the office every day, so it's just a lot.
Yeah. Well, all that being said, you are with the Lifelines Counseling Services, and y'all have the 211 hotline. And how is that working in this crisis?
Yeah, so we're still able to answer the phone calls. As of last week, we still had people going in and working shifts and helping the call center staff that we regularly have. The other Lifeline staff was going in and working shifts too because, we just have an influx of calls. We had almost 1,500 calls over 2 weeks. So it's just spiked tremendously. A lot of people are just, when they call for, you know, help, sending people say, well, call 211. They have a list of resources because it's scarce out there.
But I would think that the sources that you guys have available are maybe, getting extended pretty shallow here with all of the people getting involved, all the people needing help.
They are because, you know, we cover Southwest Alabama, which includes Baldwin County, and we have a lot of people that, you know, work seasonal at the beaches during spring break that are laid off and, you know, can't pay their bills, don't know how they're going to afford food and, you know, rent and things like that.
Right.
So they're calling and it's just all over the nation, but really hitting hard to the people that are used to that money that comes in right now.
And then that being said, I know that I had talked to you about some veterans that were homeless and or a veteran that was homeless and had some problems on the street. And, the resources are just drying up. They're being exhausted monetarily wise and physical space.
Yeah, especially with a lot of places that are having to close down and, you know, can't house people like they usually do. It's really hitting the homeless population hard right now.
Well, you can't. If you got a big open room and you were bedding 30 or 40 people in there, putting them on cots and they were a foot apart, you can't do that anymore.
Exactly.
You know? So then you, rather than putting it 30, 40 people in there, you put 15, you know, and so there goes, 60 to 70% of your space.
Yeah, and cleaning supplies being limited, too, it's hard to clean every, day, keeping the facilities clean and safe for people because, you want the homeless to have a clean place to stay, too. You know, it's not any different than anybody else.
Well, in that regard, do you have any information for us, say, from Alabama Power, Mobile Water Service, and all? What position are they taking now about disconnect services?
We do have word from them that the Alabama Power, Mobile Water Sewers, Fire, Gas Company, they will not be disconnecting services due to people impacted by the crisis. They have different hotlines set up, so if you're experiencing, inability to pay your bills during this time, you can call the line and let them know, and they'll not be cutting services, which is good. And we have a list of all those in our COVID-19 resource directory that we've been trying to get the word out about.
Right. Is there any, for somebody maybe listening to us on the radio tonight, is there any place that they could go to maybe look up these phone numbers?
Yeah, it's on the main page of our website. It's lifelinecounseling.org.
Lifelinecounseling.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you visit our website, it's got the whole directory there. We've been updating it weekly because things have changed. We've been working with, United Way of South Alabama, Southwest Alabama, United Way of Baldwin County, other local nonprofits and community partners just to make sure they keep sending us information as it changes, and we'll go in and update it and refresh it on the link. So we try to have the most up-to-date list. I mean, it's got, 24-hour emergency services. It's got testing sites, just a plethora of information in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
That's awesome.
And Southwest Alabama.
Amen. Yeah. God bless all of our people in this, in the world, with everything's going on. We certainly can't forget prayer either. But with the coronavirus situation, I think even Comcast has come up with something now.
Yeah, we did get word from Comcast that they're trying to offer a free 60 days of free internet to low-income families. And I think they're also trying to help some of the rural counties, especially the ones that have school children and, they're having to do online schooling. So you could reach out to Comcast and maybe some other providers in your area and see what they're offering right now.
Yes, that is awesome. But give me that your website again, lifelinecounseling.org. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Lifelines with an S, Lifelinesmobile.org. I'm sorry, did I say
Lifelinesmobile.org? Okay. Mm-hmm. I had counseling thrown in there. That was an error on my part. But then you also have, you know, I'm just wondering how we stand with the suicide prevention phase of Lifeline. I know you worked a tour yourself here recently. How did that work?
Yeah, so we are the local, we answer the local line for the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And we have seen, you know, a spike in people calling just because even though it's a national suicide prevention line, people can call for free confidential support 24 hours a day.
Okay.
So even if you're in distress, you know, you're having a hard time, you just need somebody to talk to.
Right.
You can call that 1-800-273-TALK line and get information, and speak with someone that might be able to talk through some of the, you know, anxiety or stress that you're going through.
Right. Well, you know, that's... I would think a lot of people are having trouble talking to the same person for all these days and 24/8, you know, and they might just want to call in and bitch so they can talk to somebody.
Yeah, especially if it's a 6-year-old that argues with you about everything.
Well, why? Why?
Oh my goodness!
All right,
we're proud to answer that line. We, you know, it does have a veteran. If you call the 1-800-273-TALK, it'll say, are you a veteran? Press 1. And so that'll go specifically to, you know, somebody that can talk more about some of the veterans issues. Because it does bring up a lot of trigger of anxiety and stress and worry and, you know, different issues that, you know, regular civilians might not understand.
I certainly believe that. So. Sarah, appreciate you being on with us tonight and bringing this information forward on the air. And bless you and your family, and pray that we all get through this.
You too, Tom.
All right. Take care. Sarah Bungartner with Lifeline Counseling. We're going to take a break and we'll get word from some of our fine sponsors and we'll get the tirade. I recently attended a viewing of the World War I film 1917. I was surprised and pleased to see that it was still in theaters, considering that it opened over a month ago. The film, which has garnered accolades and nominations in a number of categories, portrays the story of a battlefield in northern France, where British Lance Corporal Tom Blake chooses his best friend, Lance Corporal Will Schofield, to join him on an assignment. Only later does the duo learn of the dangerous nature of the mission, to hand deliver a message to a colonel leading another nearby battalion in harm's way. Blake also learns that he is carrying mission vital messages to the fate of his brother, who is amongst those about to fight. In case you have not watched the film yet, and Top Cat encourages you to see it in the theaters, the protagonists have to cross no man's land into what they have been told are now abandoned German trenches to get to Mackenzie. The message, which must reach its destination by dawn the following day, is for the colonel to abort his troops' attack on his supposedly retreating Germans who are in reality lying in wait. The Germans have planned this deception for months. The lives of Mackenzie and his 1,600 men are at risk if the message does not make it through in time. The story is one of Blake and Schofield as soldiers in the biggest picture of the war, trying to stay alive, as friends, and as human beings who have their own motivations to survive on this mission. It is also a timely story in that just a couple of months after the events in the movie, the Bolsheviks, under the leadership of Vladimir Lenin, would seize control of Russia during the October Revolution. Lenin was a pathetic loser, much like another who would rise to dictatorial power in Germany, Adolf Hitler. In the late 1800s, as a precursor to modern community organizers such as Barack Obama, he attempted to enlist workers into the Marxist working class cause. He was arrested in 1895, jailed for a year, and exiled to Siberia for 3. At the end of his exile, he fled to Western Europe, where he furthered his revolutionary activities. By 1903, he and his fellow travelers in London had established, and this is important, the Russian Social Democratic Workers' Party. Yep, that's right. For those of you who playing at home, good old Commie Lenin started out as an aw shucks Democratic Socialist. But it gets better from there. Things weren't necessarily moving along fast enough for some of the revolutionaries, so Lenin's Bolsheviks, who advocated militarism and violence, split from the peaceful commies who just wanted to vote their way to everyone else's money. Over the ensuing years, including 1917 and World War I, which Lenin opposed, he made a couple of ventures into the homeland, even being secreted in by the German government. In July of 1917, with the Tsar having been toppled and the government consisting of various regional Soviets or committees, he was forced to flee to Finland, but his cause for, quote, peace, land, and bread was met with increasing popular support. I guess he couldn't call for student loans to be repaid or free birth control back then. In October, Lenin secretly returned to the capital, led the coup, and proclaimed Soviet rule. Lenin, of course, became the ruthless dictator of the communist empire that would become known as the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, or the USSR.
I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR.
From their rise in 1917 to the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, the, quote, democratic socialists were responsible for the deaths of 15 million souls in their country, for various and sundry causes. Ironically enough, many died in Siberian gulags. I could give you the numbers who have died under the communist yoke worldwide in the same time period, but I'll leave you to do some of your own research. I am sure that it will make your fear of the coronavirus shrink, to say the least. So, let's fast forward to the good old U.S. of A. and the farce that is a Democratic Party primary. Okay, I have to ask, can they actually call themselves a Democratic Party? For real? It was over a year ago in my tirades destined for the dustbin in a tangled web that I called out Democratic activists such as AOC, the Squad, and ultimately Uncle Bernie as hardcore communists. Yes, you heard it here first over a year ago. I called them out as communists, not the Democrats that they are masquerading as. Surprisingly, it has taken the mainstream media and even the big names in the conservative talk realm, such as Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity, until just a couple of weeks ago to catch up with the proper label for the front runners in the Democratic Party, as they have contorted the English language in general. The Dems went from progressive in the early 1900s to liberals mid-century to progressives after the turn of the century, the socialists now. You just can't spit out the C word yet. And although their nomenclature has changed, their underlying dedication to communist policies has not. Where we believe in God, they pray to the government. We believe in the individual, where they enforce the collective. We prosper in free market capitalism, and they favor state control of everything. Since FDR's New Deal and the beginnings of the socialist welfare state, they have stealthily utilized the facade of the Democratic Party to advance their communist policies. It was only with the rise of the presidential candidate Bernie Sanders to front-runner status that the party was forced to publicly admit that they were a party of socialists. His fate as a candidate is still in the balance. However, history tells us that socialist/communist doesn't work. The Nazis were socialists, national socialists, which simply meant that their allegiance was to a national collective. Of course, their experiment failed because the free nations of the world rose up to defeat them in World War II, largely because of the support from the U.S. for England and the Allies. Democratic socialism, which is favored by AOC, Bernie, and the Democratic Party in the U.S., was the political system of Lenin and was focused on a more international global system of uniting the workers of the world. Its progeny, the USSR, came to an end with the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. Again, it was the United States with Romulus Magnus at the helm, which confronted the bear and brought the Cold War and the Soviet dream of a communist utopia to an end. Reagan faced tremendous opposition from then-Democrats as he worked to defeat Moscow, with some, such as the bridge jumper himself, Teddy Kennedy, actively courting the Kremlin to seek Reagan's defeat. Fortunately, Reagan and freedom won out, and the shining city on the hill led the world to freedom once again, with the real possibility of Bernie Sanders, who loves the literacy indoctrination programs of Castro and chandeliers in the subways of Moscow, and according to the media, is favored by communist Vladimir Putin, attending to the nomination of the Democratic Party, one must wonder who will stand for freedom against the opposition regimes of the world the next time dictators dare to set the world on fire. Sanders? Pocahontas? Biden? The other Biden? The American haters in the squad? the traitorous Obamas who dumped cash on the Iranian mullahs? I shudder to think how any of them would welcome their fellow travelers in with open arms to squash the freedom so many patriots have fought to defend. However, we have a choice to stem the tide of the commies. Donald Trump and the red-blooded American patriots who have defended this nation since before its founding. Remember, not only do we believe God, but we cling to our guns, and we know how to use them. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton, locked and loaded on the fire.
Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Already on the firing line.
There you go. We're streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it in the fighting spirit. To keep it, then, you know, Tom, you know, we were talking off air, you know, these are interesting times that we're living in, and especially for veterans. And you know, real quick, they're talking about this money coming from the government through the stimulus package, these $1,200 checks, and you know, it's based on prior tax year filings. And you know, some folks are saying, well, you know, I don't have to file a tax return, and the government came back and said, well, you know, here's what you can do. You can go file this simple tax return, which is I tried to look up form simple on the IRS website. I didn't see it. But, of course, now you've got the, you know, some on the Democratic side saying, well, that's not fair. You can't make these people go out and try to file taxes when they haven't done it. So, you remember after Katrina, Tom, they just handed out $2,000 gift cards.
Right.
And a lot of them ended up at liquor stores and strip joints.
Yep. Hey, so some of them even found their way to boob jobs.
Well, yeah, a $2,000 boob job, Tom. I don't know.
No, I think
folks want to go there.
Two or three of them together would work.
But anyway, we just want to wish all our veterans and our listeners out there, you know, stay safe. If you have to stay home, if you have to go to work, whatever you have to do. Just remember, you know, you may be alone, but look out for everybody that's around you. Stay connected. That's the biggest thing. So anyway, that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope that you'll join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!